This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dane Godey with the University of Minnesota. Dane, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Dane, wonderful presentation. You could probably tell I'm a total science nerd. But you're involved in the Swine Health Project, and today you're specifically talking about PRRS. But can you, for the people who weren't here tonight, can you start off by giving us a brief overview of what the Swine Health Project is?
Sure. It's actually the Swine Health Monitoring Project, and we call it the SHMP for short. So if you ever see that acronym, that's what we're talking about. And basically the goal is to monitor these the incidence of all of these tricky diseases that we're dealing with in the swine industry right now, PRRS namely, PED as well, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, and essentially take this data, get as much collaboration and as much help from the industry as possible with as many representation of sows in different farms in the U.S. as we can, and see if we can characterize what's actually happening with these viruses throughout the U.S. And so with PRRS, we have the last 5 years of data that we've been collecting from a total of 14 production systems. So we're representing a small amount of herds here, which actually have a large amount of sows in them. So a total of 1.2 million sows are represented in this collection of systems and 372 herds. And this project was headed by Steve Toussaint at the University of Minnesota as well. We're grad students together there. And he really did a great job of starting this project off, monitoring the incidents in the last 4 years. And we can really see a striking consistency of how the incidents behaved in the last 4 years. It seems like it really starts to increase at a very specific time in late fall, maybe early winter, and then it kind of recovers at a very consistent time in early spring. And so I think what's really interesting about what we've seen with the PRRS incidence project is that this last year, it seems that we've had a very significant difference in both the timing of really the incidents starting to take off, as well as the duration of the incidents that we've seen, or the duration of the bad incidents, and so it seems like this last year of 2013-2014 has really just been something's changed, and we're really not sure what that is. There's a lot of factors that could be contributing to that. We could be talking about the recent introduction of PED to the United States, and maybe that's a big factor in how we're actually monitoring and recording PRRS, since there are much less piglets actually being weaned because of that disease. And it also could be just taking some attention away from people running PRRS diagnostics and just the diagnostic rigor that we expect out of all of our participants on a regular basis. Aside from that, we could just be getting better at what we're doing, which is, of course, what we're hoping. We're all hoping that that's the case. We could be better at our biosecurity techniques, at keeping the herd free from these pathogens, at disinfecting everything that's coming into the herds, and just generally at our awareness. I mean, we at the Swine Health Monitoring Project, who are running this, me, Steve, and Bob Morrison, our advisor at the University of Minnesota, we've been telling people, yeah, it's PRRS season coming up. It's PRRS season coming up the last couple of years. And I think that may have made a big impact, just the awareness that we and everybody else has been passing along to everyone, just to make sure that people are aware of it, to make sure that people are prepared for the coming PRRS season. It's going to get really bad soon, so do everything you can to keep it out. And we like to think that that's one of the reasons why this has been such a decent year for PRRS. Of course, it could, you know, be a variety of factors. It could be environmental. It could be a change in weather this year. It was a lot colder. And similarly, it could be just the fact that we're changing our transmission dynamics with PD being here, with taking away just the amount of susceptible piglets in the environment that are able to be exposed to PRRS. And so there's just a lot of interesting trends that we're seeing coming up with the PRRS data in the last 5 years, and using those same methods with the PED incidence project, also under the Swine Health Monitoring Project, that we've really been able to collect data for this last year from. And so I think that's kind of my long, short answer.
Well, you know, quickly, Dane, you started this as part of your master's, and now you're working on your PhD. And you're talking about you've been doing this for the last 5 years. Are there other sites that you would allow into this study, or are you going to continue on with just using the exact same sites that you've been using the last 5 years?
I'm really glad you asked that. We are constantly allowing this to develop and add herds, and with the particular PERS project that I'm referring to, we have currently 14 systems participating, and as I said, 372 herds. We're actually currently in the process of getting some more information from other systems as well. With the advent of PED coming into the country and everybody really wanting to be a part of trying to figure that out, we've gotten a lot of participation in our national PED incidence program, and that's brought a few more large systems that have a lot of sows and a lot of herds to contribute that are now interested in contributing to the PERS instance project as well. So we're constantly adding anybody who would like to join. It's a little bit difficult right now to add a bunch of individual herds, really, you know, small farms. But that's hopefully not going to stop us. We're going to work on trying to get the infrastructure and our data management to actually be able to take on as many people as possible.
Okay, and Dane, you know, in closing, plug your newsletter. You have a weekly report that you send out, and let people know, besides that, where they can contact you if they want to participate.
Thank you very much. It's so I do put out a weekly newsletter for right now. It's usually a PED update. Sometimes I do have updates and very interesting information that we're getting from the PERS project, as well as just any other swine diseases that people might be interested in at the time, porcine delta coronavirus included. And so right now, it's a weekly update. I send it to anybody who requests it. And again, it's through the Swine Health Monitoring Project. And so the acronym there is SHMP. And the email address that you can contact in order to try to receive the newsletter is shmp@umn.edu. So SHMP, Swine Health Monitoring Project, at UMN, University of Minnesota, .edu.
Great. And then, Dane, can we share your contact information with people if they want to get in touch with you directly?
Sure, absolutely. Anybody who wants to either contribute to the project or ask any questions, feel free to contact me. Again, my name is Dane Godey. I'm with the University of Minnesota. I'm a graduate student here. I just actually finished my first year here, and so it's been a wild ride with PED. And my contact information is GOED0051@umn.edu. So feel free to contact.
Well, great. Thanks, Dane, and I look forward to getting an update from you in a couple of months or maybe another year.
Thank you very much.